Hello, and welcome to the Life Organized with Lisa podcast. I'm Lisa Seely, and organizing is my superpower. I'm a busy mom who has figured out how to do all the things and keep important things from falling through the cracks. I'm here to give you tips, tricks, and practical advice about how to organize your entire life. I also talk about productivity, time management, and planning because these are all related to organization. You can find my website at lisaseely.com. That's LISASEALEY.com. I'm glad you're here. Today, I'd like to give you some tips for easy organizing. I know what you're thinking. Organizing isn't easy, or it's too time consuming, or too difficult to figure out what to do first. Or what to use for specific storage needs. I've got you. Don't make it hard on yourself. You need to remember that you don't have to organize your entire home or life at once. Really. And you can use various tips and things that will make getting and staying organized easier. Here are a few of them. Number one, do it when you see it. I know. When you see a pile of clothes on the chair or treadmill or shoes left in unusual places, it's easy to walk by and tell yourself you'll put those things away later. But if you do it when you see it, it's one less thing to do when you're having your big cleaning day. It will also give you a sense of accomplishment every time you pass that space and see that it's neat and tidy. That will motivate you to do other things. Number two, make your organizing and decluttering goals realistic and achievable. Don't decide to clean your entire house in one afternoon. That's a recipe for failure. Instead, set a goal to clean off your kitchen counter. If you can do that quickly, move on to another task in the kitchen and continue until you've used up your available time. The next day, move on to another room. Number three, get your family involved and make them responsible. I don't know if anyone has told you this lately, but you don't have to do it all, Mama. Really, I promise. Take a few minutes to create a chart of responsibilities. Indicate who needs to take care of each one. Make it clear that everyone in the family needs to pitch in to keep your home clean and running smoothly. If your kids or husband are motivated by rewards, you could offer something if everyone does their jobs for an entire week or month, whatever works for you. Number four, use racks, shelves, and other creative things for storage. For example, use a net as a hammock and hang it up in your kids' rooms to corral their stuffed animals. It keeps them in sight, but out of the way and off the floor. You can also invest in hanging shoe organizers for the backs of bedroom doors. They're great for storing belts, scarves, and even jewelry. For the kids, they are great for toy cars, smaller dolls, markers and crayons, or anything small that doesn't have another home. And number five, make new habits. Instead of dropping everything on the table by the front door when you get home, take a few minutes to put your things where they belong. Or, instead of waiting a few days to tackle the mountain of dishes in the sink, make it a habit to do the dishes every evening after dinner. If neither of those appeal to you, come up with something you can do that you know you will stick with. It won't take long for you to get used to your new habits, and it will keep your home tidier. If you want more help with your organizing journey, check out my 7 Expert Organizing Secrets video training, or join my 30-day home organization and declutter challenge. Both are available on my website at lisaseely.com. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Until next time.